Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity. His Father, and His Father is the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, or some people call the Holy Ghost. I am in the process of, you might hear some noises in the background, making my bed. I'm so grateful for access to a working washer and dryer. And although I have been separated from my husband from death threats that were put on our lives in America last year, and we were forced to separate on Easter Sunday, I am choosing to focus on what I'm grateful for, because there are many people in the world that have to wash their laundry outside using a cold hose. How do I know this? I know it because I went on a mission trip in Mexico, and I learned from seeing with my own eyes at a battered women and children's shelter what they had available. They used what they had available. And my cousin, all right, the Holy Spirit said, say his name, my cousin Kevin, lived in South Korea for 6 years. He taught English, and then he became a professor, I believe was his title. Even though he didn't have a PhD, different countries have different rules for languages. He lived in Seoul and Busan, I believe were the two areas he lived. And he's one of my absolute favorite cousins. Why is he one of my favorites? Because he's always been so nice to me. My whole upbringing, he was one of my favorite boy cousins. He never disrespected me. He is just always so joyful, very friendly, had lots of healthy friends, super athletic. And when I released my first book, Whole Life Affirmations, he bought it. And he brought home with him a woman from Korea. And he married her. And I got to experience their American and South Korean traditional wedding, bringing two nations together. It was the most fun wedding I'd ever been to in the process of separating from my fiance at the time. Yeah. I was still able to enjoy love and whatnot. And the topic for this sermon, as I'm making my bed, I get to make my bed, is the Holy Spirit said, I want you to talk about depression from your perspective right now. And boy, have I come a long way in this diagnosis since I was diagnosed with it. I think I was diagnosed with it when I was 14. Doctors never even told me what my label was. That's how strong my parents' spiritual health was and how opinionated I think my mother was against doctors being in control of how she was going to parent her child. They did not tell me what my diagnosis was. I still, to this day, have no idea what Dr. Russell told my mom and dad when I was 14 years old. Can you imagine how confusing that would be as a patient to not know what you were diagnosed with and to be handed medicine that in the year, I think, 2000, because I was born in 86, so 14 years, I think it was 2000 or 2001, might have been 2001, it was ninth grade year, spring, when we went to Dr. Russell's office to be handed pills that the white paper research, they had enough evidence supporting the fact that it did increase the risk of suicide in teenagers. And yet, after 21 years of customer service, my mother paid Dr. Russell. My father paid, right? My mother was the person that took us to the appointments. My mother was the person that scheduled everything. My mother was the assigned parent to take care of all the appointments. But my father made sure that he was there. He took time off of work. He made sure to be at that appointment. Everyone was worried about me at 14 years old, as people should be worried about teenagers. If they withdraw from talking for 2 weeks, I didn't even know what was wrong with me. I was worried about myself. All of my friends were worried about me. My parents had people at the church praying for me. My abuser was getting kicked out of the military, but they didn't know that he was my abuser. And back then, I thought it was just 2 years. But since I've grown this ministry, since I've grown this calling that the Holy Spirit assigned to me in 2018, when he healed me of the power, the negative power of the enemy over my life, after 18 years of suffering by myself, he's shown me how far I've come. And I never was by myself, but that's what the enemy desires for you to believe if you have depression, that you are alone, that you are isolated. I have come so far from that 14-year-old young lady, freshman in high school. I was actually at the junior high, because back then we had a junior high system at Spanaway Junior High. Now it's Spanaway Middle School. My parents made sure they showed up to that doctor's appointment. The doctor lied to my parents. I haven't been able to trust in Western medicine since I was a freshman in high school. I've had to suffer in silence, and I know that I'm not the only one, because the Lord assigned me this position to change history for people with mental health. The Lord has used all of my pains, of all of the suffering, of all of the people that have committed suicide, of all of the people that have thought about committing suicide, and all of the spectrum of everything in between. From having just a bad day to having a full-blown, nope, today's the last day, in your own mind that you've decided it. The spiritual realm is extremely powerful. And had it not been for my parents deciding to get us plugged into church every single Sunday, deciding to allow me to be myself and not be pushy parents and try to control me and control my life decisions and control my happiness, right? They recognized that the Lord above all lords is in charge of our family, our household, and they got us plugged into church. They encouraged me to go to church. They didn't force us as kids ever. After elementary school, we had the option. We had the autonomy, which is another simple scientific word or whatever, for freedom, right? America is known for freedoms. I'm blessed that I was born in America. I didn't get that choice. I didn't get that choice of who I was born from. And I've chosen to look for the good, right? There was a lot of pains in my childhood that I experienced. 4 years of chronic sexual abuse, physical abuse, neglect when I would bring things up, and so I learned to not bring things up, because when I brought things up, even to a doctor, a pediatrician that was supposed to be my advocate, he lied to my parents because I was just another number on the sheet. I was another 15 minutes of money added to his wallet. That's how they trained him and a lot of other doctors. I've come so far since that 14-year version of myself. I want to encourage you, because none of us in our lifetimes have ever been through a pandemic. They are changing history before our eyes. Oprah Winfrey said it, and everybody knows her name, and everybody knows that she's one of the richest people in the world. I think Rihanna took over as the official richest person in the world. It doesn't really matter who the richest person in the world is. If you've sold your soul to the devil, you don't get eternity in heaven. If you're choosing to not use your resources to help society, the more you have, the more you're supposed to give to others. That's what's supposed to happen. But in the Bible, in the scriptures, in history, in time, the rich steal from the poor. It's nothing new. History repeats itself. And that's why they're covering up and changing history, because they have the money and the power and influence to do it. But there's more of us than there are of them. You have to remember that. How far I have come with the diagnosis that I didn't even know was a diagnosis. I knew I had something wrong with me because he prescribed me medications to help with anxiety. I think I probably had both diagnoses. Who knows? Who knows? I know they added illegally diagnoses in 2020 when they illegally recorded a phone call to Dr. Hill. They're working to fix that one, though. What's that, Father? Oh, he's already had the conversation with my husband. Perfect. I set that meeting up. Perfect. See, they're fixing everything. I've come a long way in this journey, and when you are a history maker, a change maker, you are going to ruffle feathers. If you don't ruffle some feathers, then you're not really doing anything. You can't be friends with everybody. You shouldn't desire to be friends with everybody, because the world has a lot of evil and darkness. That is the truth. If you are friends with everybody, then you don't really know who you are. Because if you say for example, you are against child abuse, and then you are in a room with people and you find out that they're in the Illuminati group and they make $2 million starting price per child that they abduct. Starting price. Yeah, some of them make more than that, depending on how attractive the child is to the buyer. Yeah, it's sick. But you decided that you're going to be friends with everybody. So you find a way to justify their actions. Well, it's not that they're that bad, right? That's what sick, evil people say. You have to have values. You have to have virtues. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. I learned that in junior high. Hello. How far have I come with depression? A long ways. I've had to learn to either be silent or to speak up. I've had to learn to speak up and speak up and speak up and speak up and repeat and repeat and repeat, because I wasn't listened to in my childhood. I wasn't listened to from doctors. I wasn't listened to at the university. I was going to get kicked out when I was being raped. Yeah. When I asked a week before for him to wait until marriage, and he told me he was going to respect it. He didn't. Active duty Army Ranger. I fully forgave him and I was going to drop it. But the person that was supposed to show up for me, that was supposedly one of my best friends, didn't. Yeah. I've been through some real hard stuff, and I know that I'm not the only lady that's gone through it. Society, the world, it sucks. But there's also a lot of incredible people. If you choose to focus on all the bad, it's going to be bad for you. If you choose to focus on the good and look for the good, even if it's a small thing that's good, I promise you, you're going to start noticing more good things. Tony Robbins speaks about it in his online videos and trainings and different things like that. Whatever you think about magnifies. And that is what is beautiful about positive psychology. It's not, compared to all kinds of psychology, it's one of the newest forms of psychology. But it's not new. It comes. Positive psychology is thinking about the good things and training people how to think about the good things. Where does good things come from? All good things come from the Father. They just created a label. Then they started teaching about it in universities because there was enough people that started spreading word about it and people were smiling, right? And then businesses were realizing that they could make more profits when they have positive psychologists on staff, right? And then they're like, oh, we could make money on this? Maybe we should teach more students how to do it, right? And then that cool guy from, I think he's from England. Penn State, is it Penn State, Father? He might have gotten his PhD from there. I don't know. Penn State is one of the positive psychology spots that I was recommended from Deborah Hives after she was a guest on my podcast. Yeah, she's the president of Live Happy, which is a nonprofit organization that helped to get the International Day of Happiness on the calendar, along with Jeff Olson, who's the founder of Neura. The company used to be called Nerium before the Illuminati group completely attacked them after I had them as guests on my podcast in my first year. Yeah. The Illuminati is all the evil rich people in the world that abduct children, that sacrifice them, that make lots and lots of evil, dark profits because they have chosen to be Satan worshipers. It's not a lot of them compared to us, though. I've come a long way with my depression. I had no idea I would become a target and they would think that they would win. But the Holy Spirit loves me, provides, protects me, and I'm so grateful and I choose to be generous with other people. In the United States, supposedly on the internet search, there's 350 million Americans. We all know there's way more than that that are flooding the gates from Texas, right? Like all the videos that I see online and trying their best to come in from Canada, right? People aren't jumping through hoops to become citizens of Kazakhstan. No offense. That country just came to me from the Holy Spirit. Nothing against you. I've never been to your country. I'm sure you have great things. But there's a lot of countries that are being persecuted. Citizens that believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that choose to be kind to others, that choose to love their enemies, that choose to be generous, that choose to not steal, that choose to not kill, right? All these things, right? Or I should say, not murder, right? Thou shalt not murder. Killing is different. If you're in military times, that's different because the Lord above all lords killed 125,000 men from just one of his angels of light. I've come a long ways from that diagnosed young lady that didn't even know what her diagnosis was. How do you process through and learn to educate yourself and advocate for yourself if you aren't even told what your diagnosis is? I think that was a mistake on my parents. They were hiding it because they were embarrassed. And they didn't know how to treat me. And they didn't know how to have the conversations with me about it. But what they did do right, they did a lot of things right. They encouraged me to get into therapy. So I'm going to encourage you. If you have family members, young ladies or boys in your house, or your children are deciding, it's sad, but this is where we're at in life. If they're deciding that they desire to be they, them, there, if they were born with both genitalia, then maybe you let them decide that. The Father above all of us, I believe, is above gender. And he doesn't desire for anyone to have sex. That's the truth. He desires for us all to focus on him. Celibacy. Paul spoke about, I believe it was Paul. He wrote almost all the New Testament. celibacy, focusing on how you can please the Father. You can get so much more work done in life if you don't waste it on having sex with other people. I'm just being real with you. So if your kids are, if they're wanting, I'm sighing frustration because kids don't know what they want. Kids with smart devices, they've been forced to think certain ways because that is what the agenda is of the enemy. But if you are, as a parent, allowing and buying your children smart devices, and then they are consuming information on the media, in politics, in advertisements, in TV shows, the Illuminati is everywhere, they are of the enemy, and they desire to cause confusion and division all the way down to young levels. It's nothing new. We didn't have the internet when I was 3 years old and I was being abused, but yet the enemy was able to send, I believe, someone within my own faith system from an Asian country to come and become an exchange student. I believe that is where it first started. I don't know, because our family didn't have those conversations because nobody wants to talk about it. But Erin Nicole is talking about it because guess what? I get to choose, because I was abused for 4 years as a child. I get to choose to love and forgive my sibling for doing it. It's normal. It is common to be abused from someone that you know. It is not acceptable. You should not accept it as a good thing. When you keep it quiet, when you keep it silent, that is when depression starts to manifest itself. But so many people want to just sweep things under the rug and not have honest conversations about difficult topics. Sex, parenting planning. These are all very tough topics. And people assume that if you are against abortion, that you are a Republican, or you are for abortion, that you're a Democrat. No, that's actually not the truth. It's actually not the truth at all. Those are very strong political things. I don't have the opinion of an abortion at all because I've never given birth. I don't think that I could ever kill my own child. However, if the doctor says to my husband, and I'm unconscious, it's between your child or your wife, I'm going to let my husband make that decision for me. We're going to have conversations when I'm reunited to my husband. We've been forced to be separated in America since Easter Sunday on 2022 because political parties, not our presidents, way more powerful people that have infiltrated from the Illuminati on both major political parties, evil, satanic worshipers are on all political parties in America because they're on all political parties around the world because they're the rich, evil people that do dark, dirty businesses. And they have bank accounts in the background. And they all are a part of a big cult. But there's not more of them than us. That's how far I've come, where I've disrupted their bank accounts and they are threatened. They are so threatened by me, but they don't need to be threatened by me. They just need to come back to the Father that created them. Some of them will, some of them won't. So what? They've been persecuting Christians since the beginning of Christianity. They even, and especially, persecuted Christ. And that was the best person that walked the earth. There is no faith system that believes in the Father that disagrees that Jesus Christ was the best human being that walked the earth. He didn't sin ever. He chose to love everybody. The only forces in the world that didn't like him were the demonic forces of the enemy from the spiritual realm. They used men, women, they used human beings from the spiritual forces to get people so disrupted, because just like I have done, apparently, to this evil group that harms children, He was disrupting many of their bank accounts, many religious leaders' bank accounts, because they were lying to people and telling them that they could get saved if they gave more money to the church. Yeah. They were lying to people and getting too religious with the rules of the scriptures. And many of the people were of low income status that weren't able to read. So they were trusting in what the spiritual leaders were telling them. Because why would a spiritual leader lie? Many people lie. That's what I've learned. I've come so far since that 14-year-old young lady. I like who I am. I really do. I like the decisions I've made. Even the ones in my past that I now, as a 37-year-old, would have done differently. I didn't know at the time if I made mistakes. And I'm choosing to show mercy to all of the men. And there was probably, what's that, Father? There was 5 women involved, he says. Wow. Just 5. The majority of the people that I have disrupted have been men. Powerful, rich men that sexualize children, that have sicknesses, and that profit off of other people's mental illness of pedophilia, and that have chosen to be Satan worshippers and sacrifice and drink blood for vanity to stay looking younger. It is the largest profitable business in the world, fastest growing, and I've disrupted many of their bank accounts. That is why they tried to have me killed multiple times, but I married the best man in the world. Last year, he and I married. And they thought, what's that, Father? He's saying China and, is it Uruguay? Yes, he says. What about them? Top political leaders paid out Biden, Obama, and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton? To have me killed in 2020. When did they do that? In 2018. Wow. I had been a threat to them since the first year of the calling, and they had been waiting and preparing and planning, but the plans of the enemy are known well before actions are taken place, because the Father chooses who lives and who dies. I'm going to choose to forgive the leaders in my nation that effed up real bad. I'm going to choose to forgive the China leader, whoever that was. What's that, Father? He says, say this out loud. Ching Li. I can't pronounce that last name, Father. X-I-O-N-G. Oh, no. X-I-Y-O. N, and the N has a little symbol on the top. N G. Wow. So who is that? That's the China leader? Yes, he says. That paid? Whoa. He just told me your name. Oh, that's not good for you. It's not good for you. I married the top trained assassin. That's one of President Trump's top guys, and he's friends with all the top trained assassins, even in your own nation, so you better watch your back. I ain't afraid of nothing. I ain't afraid to die. I've lived a good life. But I know. I know the Father has many plans for me to continue. Because there's a lot of Christians in the world and a lot of people that have different faith systems that have been persecuted that are good human beings that have depression. That is why so many people have stepped up to help me, because I've chosen love. This goes well beyond your faith denominations. The Father above desires for all of us to work in harmony. He loves it when nations work together. He loves it when families are together. He loves it when there's laughter and there's joy. The Father above all of us is a good Father. He looks for the good, and he finds you in the most unlikely places. I've come so far from this diagnosis. It's unreal. So many miracles I've looked for. Because it scared me in 2018 how long I had been suffering. I felt like I had been suffering alone in silence because the world wasn't designed for us that have depression. The world has been designed since the beginning of time to be a temporary home for all of us. And we all get to choose how we're going to operate in this world. And you really do get to design the life of your dreams. You do. If you choose to sacrifice, if you choose to focus on helping others, if you choose good things and being grateful, simple, small, everyday behavioral activities you can turn into automatic lifestyle choices. That means that you have to trim the fat in your relationships. If people are wasting your time and energy and they're not helping you get to your goals and they're not contributing to you and adding energy to you or goodness to you, all of us have 24 hours in a day. And, you know, you should be getting, they recommend in our nation, it might be different in your nation, but 7 to 8 hours of good quality deep sleep so that you can repair, your body will repair all the cells at nighttime. And all those things, right? Drinking lots of water, basic things, right? Having a healthy, balanced diet, variety of veggies, right? Have some proteins. I used to not eat any animal protein for almost 15, 20 years, and I've got low bone density as a result of that, I believe, because I listened to Oprah Winfrey when I was 11, and I stopped eating red meat altogether. And I was a very wise kid. I was listening to leaders and what they were saying. And but the movie, the food industry, where money moves, where popularity moves, that's what my husband trained me on very well in 2020. Where money moves, that's where you need to be cautious. If somebody's the most popular anything, you need to be cautious. That person might be getting paid out in the back business. They might be involved in dark, dirty things. And he asked me. He said, "How do you know that the plant-based industry is it?" Have you walked in their facilities where they manufacture and package them? I was like, "No." He goes, "Well, how do you know then? How do you know what you're eating is what they're saying you're eating?" And I was like, "What are you saying?" He's like, "I can't tell you nothing." He knew a lot of stuff that he didn't want to scare me or weird me out with. He's a very smart person. I love him. I love him deeply. I will ever, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever till the end of time. Love this man. And I'm so grateful. So grateful that the Father sent him to me. Who am I that I would get to marry one of the top trained assassins of President Trump? who am I? Who does she think she is? Well, apparently a lot of people thought I was a lot to handle, too much to handle. And he was like, "I love it. You're too much to handle. I love it." I was a challenge for him, and I made him wait a year. He tried to marry me right away. Both security teams, their top security people that protect presidents of America, both of them wanted me badly. One of them just wanted to use me, as most men do to women, to ladies. I've come so far in this diagnosis of depression. It's unreal. It's unreal. I've chosen love, and that is what Jesus told all of us to do. Choose love. It is the most powerful force in the world. And sure, it has attracted a lot of weirdos to my business, to my brand. Just me being myself, I have attracted so many weirdos, like Whitney Houston in Bodyguard, like real weird people. We're all weird, but when I get weirded out is stalking behavior, where people are using their power and influence in the FBI, the father saying, CIA, OSS, used to be NSA, sending people on purpose to live close by to me, to go to my place of work, to hack into my friends' old coworkers' phones, to try and target my Christian friends that live in America, that legally live in America and moved away from areas of famine that they experienced in real wars in the past, that told me their true experiences in life about living through and surviving famines. What's that, Father? Say the nations out loud. What nations, Father? Russia and Ukraine. Targeted my real friends, their family members, trying to get me in my direct messages on Facebook, which is owned in America. Supposed to be an American business. Hacked in, used personifications, and pretended to be one of my friends that I've known since college from a Bible study group that I was a part of. They used my content in a blog, and they targeted my friends, extended family members, a publicly homosexual person, LGBTQ+. Yeah, they targeted one of my friends in that community. Do you have any idea how much money is in that or is in the LGBTQ+ community? You've made poor choices. Racist? And you're against homosexuals? I love everybody. Erin Nicole chooses to love everybody. And if you target my friends, you better be careful. That's going to rebound back onto you times 10. When you assume things of people, when you assume a lack in skills of people based on what is in their bank account right now, you don't see the big picture. I've come very far in my diagnosis with depression. I've upset a lot of rich, nasty pedophiles. And I'm happy with that. I'm overjoyed that I've made their wallets thinner because they're stalkers. And that is a DSM diagnosis. That is something that people receive treatment plans for and get felonies for. And my husband traces all activities. They tried their best to have my husband and me killed last year. But President Trump hires the best. Hires the best people. And when you have money, and when you choose to recognize the real source, the father of all of us, No matter how bad the situation looks, he turns it around in his perfect timing. Political war games are real, and I've known about them since I was a very little girl. Because we watched a lot of movies. That was my childhood. Watched a lot of movies. We didn't talk a lot as a family. Well, I didn't talk a lot because I wasn't listened to. But we watched movies. We learned a lot from the entertainment space. And we were either in church. We were rehearsing for a performance of some sort. We were in Bible studies. We were in youth groups. Or we were watching movies with Dad. Or going to the movie theaters. And I learned a lot about political war games at a very young age. I never imagined, though, that I would be a target. Like, I'm so flattered. I'm so flattered that people have been threatened by my powers. I had no idea how powerful I was, because I don't take any of the credit of the power. Of course I work. Of course I have an intelligent brain, because all humans have intelligent brains. Some choose to use their powers for evil, though. And when you make poor choices, it comes back onto you. I highly recommend, if you are one of those stalkers that has made poor decisions, that has profited in your bank accounts illegally because of this global mental health ambassadorship contest, that you be very careful how you tread moving forward. Because the Holy Spirit reveals to me, as he revealed maybe 10 minutes ago, the person's name that tried and paid to have me killed. I know. My husband's associations are already looking in to your location, if they haven't already found it, as I record this. I can't wait to put all you nasty pedophile and child molesters in prisons in your own nations, so that your wallets will get thinner and thinner and thinner. Or you can choose to repent and come to the Father and ask for forgiveness, and he will welcome many of you. But that means that you're going to have to use all of your resources, all of your connections, all of your dirty, dark money for the rest of your life, and be obedient to whatever he tells you to be obedient with. Give it all up. Give all of it up. 100%. And join us. Join us in this movement. This Move Happy movement to help people with depression all over the world, which is largely caused in secret, in private, to young boys and girls. And some people genetically are born hermaphrodites with both genitalia. It is extremely rare to be born with both genitalia, but it does happen. And so we don't want to not include you in that. Children should not be having sex. No one should be teaching children about having sex in elementary schools. Textbooks that sexualize children should be burned. Anyone that is making books educating about having anal, oral, any kind of sex with children should be burned, and those people should be put in prison. You should not be allowed to profit off of sexualizing children. Christ said when he walked this earth, I'm paraphrasing, when he walked the earth, he said it would be very difficult for a person that has all the money in the world to get into heaven. It's much easier for you to have the ability to get into heaven if you have a childlike faith. He knew there was people that were harming children and sacrificing children. Even when he walked the earth, it's nothing new. There is nothing new on the earth that is a surprise to the Father. That is why Jesus came down to the earth. That is why the Father sacrificed his own son, his only son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. But in the scriptures, if you continue reading from the other prophets that he gifted wisdom from the spiritual realm, they speak specifically, I believe it was in, was it 2 Timothy, Father? I believe it's in 1 or 2 Timothy. Check through. The whole New Testament is all everything after he walked the earth, he was in ministry, and then the after effects of all the witnesses that kept telling his story to keep spreading the word, the truth. And they talked about the fact that it's not just believing in him. Even the demons believed in him and actually spoke to Jesus. And they had to ask him permissions because they knew he was powerful. They asked him permissions to be moved from the humans to the pigs. Even the demons believe in Jesus Christ. And the demons come. They are the dark angels, the fallen angels from the Father that chose vanity. You have to choose not only to believe in him, but to live a life of faith. And what does that mean to have a life of faith? That means the Beatitudes. Go read about it if you're not sure what that is. Choose to love the Father above with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and choose to love your neighbor. That means that you choose to love people that are having homosexual relationships. It's not up to us to decide if they are right or wrong. Adults in a consenting relationship, like many of my friends in my upbringing, because many male entertainers choose a life of homosexuality. That's just reality. It's not up to us to judge. Where we do step in and protect is when they start to involve children. That is not the design of the Father. I've come so far in my diagnosis of depression just by sharing my truth. When I started sharing and learning social media and learning how to blog and doing all the things in 2018, I had no idea I had become a target that year. And 18,000, I thought it was 500, but I looked in my journal again, it's actually 18,250 men and 5 ladies were involved in trying to ruin my reputation. And many, many were involved in trying to have me killed. That is why I received protections from our security team, because our security team, they know I'm an asset to America. And they've evaluated, they made the decision to protect me. Even when evil, powerful, rich political leaders on both political parties tried to have me killed, they said, nope, that's not your job, and you don't get to kill Erin Nicole. There's too many people I've helped in the military. There's too many people in businesses that I've been able to help. People have chosen to be good to me because I've chosen to love, and I keep it simple. And I don't focus on myself. I don't focus on growing my bank account. And they knew it because I've continued to do it even when they forced me into homelessness 3 times in the last 3 years and forced my husband and me to be separated because they tried to kill one of their top trained assassins. They've made very poor decisions. President Trump will be in office in 2024. We need to turn this nation back around. It's not a political decision. It's a business decision. America is in shambles. Complete shambles. I don't care what you try to cover up and post on social media and the news. Nobody believes you. Nobody trusts you, President Biden. Because your teams, unfortunately, somebody had to be in office during the shutdown. This has been the plans of the enemy since the 50s. This has been the plans of the enemy for thousands of years. It's nothing personal. This is a business transaction. So President Trump is going to get in office. And the next go around, 4 years after that, because I think he can only serve 2 times, if I'm remembering correctly. And he gets protections for life. That's a part of the agreement. You can't arrest a president. You cannot. It is against the Constitution. There's been so many laws that have been broken in the last 3 years because there's so many leaders that have been getting payouts. What's that, Father? He says, say these countries out loud, okay? China, Pakistan, Uruguay, Colombia, Peru, Chile, Republic of Congo, Botswana. Where else, Father? Namibia? I was supposed to go to Namibia in college. That's sad. Where else, Father? He says, that's all for now. There is leaders in the Illuminati, powerful leaders. He didn't say the top leaders, but there's powerful, probably military people in those countries. So start looking into it. They've tried to take over America, and they've been doing it successfully for the last 3 years. You should be very angry. If you're in the military and you're listening to this, or you care about America at all, you should be very angry and start fighting against the right people to be angry with. Not against our leaders, but against the Illuminati that are sacrificing and torturing children. If everyone is willing to publicly show their bank accounts, there is nothing hidden from the Father anyway. He knows it all. If you aren't hiding anything, then show everybody how you're spending your money. Everybody has had full 100% access to my information because I gave them permission to be a part of this contest. And I've been stolen from for 3 years. Blocked from making money as a veteran spouse. I've only been a veteran spouse since last March. But I am an American citizen. I am an American protected under the American Disabilities Act. And I am a woman protected under many business laws. You effed with the wrong lady who grew up in the hood. And my husband married the best. He married the best. And I can't wait to see him in October. I'm believing for that day. Quit wasting our tax dollars lying to America. Meanwhile, you're getting paid from other nations. Because all of the top trained security leaders that protect all the presidents, they have been waiting for you to mess up enough times. I know a lot. I know way too much. And there's no going back. They've all been waiting for you to keep on messing up. They're slowly going to reveal the truth through a bunch of influencers on social media. And you thought just because my social media following is small that who am I? You just destroy me. But guess what? The Father decides who he's going to call and equip, and he loves choosing the most unlikely people. And I can't wait by my 40th birthday. In less than 3 years, my husband and I, no matter how much money's coming into our bank accounts, we are committing to the world that we will be giving 90% of our money away to whomever the Holy Spirit tells us to. Whether it's directly to a person and handing them a wad of cash, which I would really love to do on camera, I'm not even on camera necessarily, but just the joy. I'm like imagining all these like poor single ladies or single men. Like when we fed the 50 families that were sleeping in the trees and sleeping in the woods, they were so afraid to come out because they get arrested, right? They're trespassing for being poor in America. disgusting. It's terrible. One of them was so skinny, he had his belt wrapped around him twice. And I made a joke, what I thought was a joke. And I was like, Aaron, wrong. I put my foot in my mouth. I said, man, we got to get you eating. You're so skinny. And he looked at me like, duh, lady. Like, I don't even have power or water. How? I was so humbled. It made me so angry at America, at all the rich people, because I have so many rich people in my associations, and they all chose to not help. Tony Robbins, you are the leader of that private church group. You and Pastor Joel Osteen are the leader of the private church group that I was invited to on LinkedIn. 10,000 Christians from all over the world. And I spoke to Kevin, the head of your organization, when he got a free seat in my last concert where President Trump and his wife were in attendance, with their cameras off, with the name changed to not make me be nervous, and to watch and see who all showed up. They know everything. And their security teams know all your names that chose to not help. I can't wait to meet you, Tony. I can't wait to meet you, because I know that you didn't do it. But you need to inspect your teams. And that's what I told Chris, your private chef, your former private chef, when he offered to do a fundraising event for me. I didn't ask for any help. So many people have showed up and said they were going to help and flaked out on me in the last 3 years. It's been un-freaking believable. But that is the life of an entrepreneur. And I just speak the truth. I speak the truth to keep people accountable and to help people change their behaviors. It's up to you now, Tony. It's up to you if you're going to show up to that meeting. I know you will, because the Holy Spirit revealed it to me and I have the gift of prophecy. But there's a lot of people that have been saying terrible things about you since you decided to stand up against children that have been sexualized, and they've targeted me. So if you don't show up to that meeting, then all that money you paid for the Sound of Freedom money is not really anything, because I'm a real adult that has really stood up against them, and they tried to have me killed. Yeah. I can't wait to meet you. I know I'm going to meet you. I'm so excited. That is the level of faith. If you have depression, I promise you, you can still have an outstanding, incredible life. And depression looks different on everybody. So you can learn about what the signs and symptoms are. And there are definitely some commonalities, right? There are seasons where I struggle more, especially when I'm on my period or like the week before. My mind is like, it's the end of the world. I'm highly emotional, right? I know that about myself. I mark it in my calendar when I have my period so that if I'm off a little bit emotionally, or if I'm crying more frequently, I'm like, okay, do I need more sleep? Or is it because it's that time of the month, right? I have to be very honest with myself. And I've been aware. I've been hyper aware. Ladies, we have to be aware, because we know everybody makes fun of us around our period and they talk crap about us, ladies. But guess what? You can still get a lot accomplished and be a woman. You can have 18,250 men try to ruin your reputation. The richest of the richest, most powerful political leaders. And keep it moving. There are 350 million Americans living in America. None of you would be here if it wouldn't be for all of the veterans, both men and women. And I'm sure we will start hearing about people that identify as they, them, there soon. I bet they will start to do some white paper research on them. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not against the funding of it. I think it's an extremely rare percentage of human beings that are born with genitalia, but as they have changed our genetic code, our DNA, on purpose through some research. Yep, there are some targeted research things I've been waiting to learn more and read more about that people send me. It's very fascinating when you learn more and when you step out in faith, when you become, when people identify you as a leader, right? When they targeted me, when they started targeting me in 2018, that was when I became a leader, but the Holy Spirit has been preparing me for this position since I was a little girl. So I don't want to discourage you from living a life of your dreams, but recognize that if you're going to be in a position of authority over any amount of people, that you're going to put yourself at risk. So you better make great alliances and give people a reason to join you, to support you. I love families. I love bringing families together. I love being able to bring dads back to their children. That's what brings me joy. Because it was families, it was communities, it was strangers that helped our family when my dad was diagnosed with cancer when I was 11. You don't forget the kindness of strangers. If you're a decent human being, you don't forget that. And it wasn't just Christians that helped us. It was, I'm sure, people of all kinds of faith, right? Because it was a family of five. Cancer is one of the most feared words in seven different languages. And our family survived that. And my dad survived 19 years before it came back again when doctors said they got it all. Nope, doctors don't know everything. They do the best that they can. That's why they call it a practice, right? And I am your global mental health ambassador. First person in history, ever, in the history of the world, to ever be and hold the title of Global Mental Health Ambassador. And when the time is right, in my old age, if Jesus has not come back to take us all into the final rapture, I will gladly pass the torch to the next person. But this is going to be a lifetime assignment, and I'm the first ever Chief Spiritual Officer of America. I can't wait. I can't wait to celebrate with all of you, because we did this together. Everyone in the world that has depression, or you think you might, or family members of people with depression, parents that have lost their children to suicide, grandparents that have been diagnosed with depression in late years. We won this together. And I promise with my husband and I that we are going to give back to society 90% of our income from my 40th birthday forward for the rest of my life. And if that means that he and I will continue living a life of sacrifice, then so be it. I have no problem with that. I've done that my whole life, so it's not going to change anything in my life. And when they forced me and tested me into homelessness 3 times in the last 3 years, and I've had to climb back up from begging people for assistance and from being afraid for my life when they targeted me. This Illuminati group tried to have me commit suicide because they were so angry that I kept on being successful because the Lord assigned this position to me, and I haven't lost my faith ever. I've never lost or forgotten this assignment. I've just had to slow down at certain seasons. But now it's go time. We got 73 days left, I believe, until that post on social media will be seen from all our social media channels. That's all the presidents that are alive today and their spouses, their social media accounts. They will post it. Oprah Winfrey will post it. Beyonce Knowles and her husband Jay-Z will post it on their channels. Tony Robbins and his wife Sage will post it. My pastors Joel and Victoria Osteen will post it. I will post it on all, or our team will post it on all of our personal, and that was my little ukulele that fell. I think the Holy Spirit is moved by my level of faith right now. Oh, I'm sensing the Holy Spirit is in this room with us right now. Oh, Father, I love you so deeply. He says he has a message for you listening. What is it, Father? Oh, that's beautiful, Father. He says, I love you all deeply. And I desire to see you all win. That's straight from the Father. Whew. All right, so if you don't have a personal relationship with this Father that created all of us on this earth, and you desire to, right now's your chance. You can't buy it, you can't earn it, but you do need to repeat after me. So there's no time like the present. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and choose a life of love. Father, I ask right now that you come into my heart. Never leave my side. In your name, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And if you're in an area where you're heavily persecuted in the world, I just received a letter in the mail, so I know people are listening. They sent me a map of the world of the different countries that are the most persecuted in the world. So if you live in a country that is heavily persecuted and they won't allow you to even meet, and you have to secretly meet in private, the most hostile areas for Christians, I'm just going to read some countries: Southern Mexico, Colombia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Tanzania, India, Bhutan, Indonesia, Philippines. Those are hostile areas according to this map from the Voice of the Martyrs, vom.org. So I highly recommend, if you've got some money and you just committed your life to Christ, one of the first ways you can help is reach out to this organization, because we can't at this time receive any monies to Aaron Nicole Ministries. And we partner with organizations that are in alignment with helping people around the world to be able to choose love. And that means that if you are being killed for your faith, that's not acceptable. In America, you have the freedom of whatever religion you choose to have. And we support your freedom of religion, whatever title or label you desire to have. It's in alignment with the United States military chaplain standards. However, where we draw the line is where you are sacrificing children doing the satanic practice. You are not welcome at our events. You can still listen to the podcast and hopefully have your heart changed to not harm children of the world. But that is not a faith system we welcome. And any extremists in any religion that harm women, abuse women in private, we don't know. My husband is not a spousal abuser. He chose when they targeted he and I, he chose to keep me alive. That's why he had to lie to me and tell me he wanted a divorce last year. But he never signed our paperwork. We never went into court. I'm still married. Even though they tried to erase the record of the history of us ever being married to keep me alive, that's the level of protections I received. I love every single security person that chose to help protect me and trusted in me to keep me alive. When this Illuminati people, this organization, the richest, most powerful, evil, dark people of the world tried to kill me and my husband, they made very poor choices. Because this same organization, the Illuminati, they tried to get my husband and I to join them multiple times. It is a cult. Be very careful who you receive monies from. If you are a business owner or a nonprofit owner, inspect your bank accounts and be transparent. That's what we're planning to do once we sign the contracts with all the presidents and the first wives. Every single person in that room, and the U.S. Marine veteran and my husband and the person from the Democratic Party security team that tried to ruin my reputation, we're going to forgive him discreetly. Excuse me. My mom's going to be in the room. He's going to apologize to my mother for allowing them to steal from her, a widow, a Christian widow who takes care of her grandchildren. How desperate do you got to be to win a contest? But that's the nature of the beast, right? In the Olympics, there's plenty of political stories and movies were made about the competitions. When you get to top level competitions, that's where people start to forget about their values if they don't have strong core pillars. And I haven't broken any laws, and they know it. And that's why they're so irritated, because they tried to make it look like I committed felonies last fall, but I didn't. And y'all thought you were going to be smart. Y'all thought that you were very intelligent, and your war tactics and your training and none of that worked on me, because I'm a child of the Most High King in the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath, and y'all didn't know it because we didn't tell it, because we didn't need to speak about it until the appointed time. Jesus is real, everybody. I come from his bloodline. I came from his freaking bloodline. And, oh my gosh, I can't wait for that meeting. Can't wait for the meeting to take place. I can't wait for Jesus to come back. He's coming back very soon. I don't know when he's coming back. He hasn't revealed that to me. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. I have no idea, but I do know that I'm very glad that I decided to invest in myself and get a smart device that I knew how to operate in 2015. All right, Holy Spirit's like, say the company name, Apple. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for all of the people, all of the hours and sacrifice, all of the people that work at Apple, that have worked at Apple, that are good, because I didn't understand how to work Androids. I have been forced in the last 3 years to learn Androids because of the Illuminati people that are on all political parties, that are very rich and very good with technologies, that have hacked into my devices so many times and forced me to get new phones, tried to have me killed, stole money from my bank account, stole money from all my associations, hacked into all of my associates. I mean, like, so irritating. But I'm glad that I decided to take a risk, a financial risk, and invested in myself in 2015 when I joined a direct sales company. Because the Holy Spirit blessed that company. They had zero marketing dollars advertising in 5.5 years. They grew $1.5 billion with a B, dollars. They broke every single record in a 150-year industry because the leader chose to not keep any of the money. He wanted to bless families in a tough economy, and I got to be a part of the building, the foundation of that company. And then I branched off from there in 2018 because he said it. Jeff Olson said it. Our mission for this company is to make lives better. And he did. And he wasn't upset when I left the company, because I left on good terms and I edified them. I learned about the art of edification through that business. And this evil group tried to destroy that company back then. I had no idea there were so many of these Illuminati people on LinkedIn. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the people of Apple, the good people that work at Apple. So maybe there's a future opportunity to do something with top level leaders at Apple. I ain't gonna close an opportunity down. I can't wait for that contract to get set in place in October with all of the leaders. Because there's so many people we're gonna bless for the rest of my life and for generations to come after me, because this is a legacy ministry that's going to be in all history books, not because I said, because he said. You get to decide how you want to live your life. Do you want to live your life where nobody remembers who you are after you die? Or do you want to leave your name in history? Beyonce recorded this really dope song I was listening to yesterday. It's been out for a while. But she was basically saying, I want to be known, like something like, I don't want my name in the sand that just gets blown out in the wind, right? I want to be known. I want to leave a legacy. And that is what I decided to do when I was 14 years old. I decided that I was going to take charge of my own life when the doctors tried to have me killed, essentially, by putting pills in my hand instead of listening to me. So nobody's going to not listen to me moving forward. Oh, I can't wait for that meeting to take place. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. You got to get to this level of confidence where nobody can shake your foundation. That's what true faith is all about. And If I get killed between now and October 17th, then my husband's going to have to retaliate, and I'm sure he has nuclear connections all over the world, so I know ain't nobody going to mess with Aaron Nicole. I ain't worried about nothing. So all those evil people, you best back off my associations. Back off my associations. I think that's my 91st song. I'm about to go write that. All right, y'all have a great day. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.